Node 5 6 8 4 0 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0 node 5 6 7 7 5 7 connected to node 5 8 3 4 1 0
KC8 to VSU. North Michigan Link.
Coming up on Riggsville Road, still in Sheboygan. I am having a heck of a time keeping my windshield clear. Oh boy. Roads seem pretty okay. Pretty one solid and well plowed. I mean, you can't really tell where the lanes are, but stopping ability is pretty good, going ability is pretty good. Just typical. Winter day and well, that's what I was telling my wife last night. She's like, you guys aren't seriously gonna be out driving around in this, are you? I'm like, it's wintertime in Northern Michigan. Like, let's get a grip here. For a little bit I was worried it was gonna be just continue icing and cause all sorts of problems, but it just switched over to snow and stayed as snow.
Yeah, I think all of that comes tonight and tomorrow, so, yeehaw.
W8 VPC. Yeah, so you guys are having the meeting today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just another winter day.
Yeah, well, if I was living up there, I'd have no problems going to the meeting, but it's kind of hard when you live downstate. Hi.
Yeah, it's probably pretty hard to justify a 3-hour trip for an Oxcom meeting. I understand that.
Well, if you had a Zoom, set up Zoom, then the other problem is nobody will show up to the meeting. They'll all be on a computer.
KPCW Mobile. Of time. My windshield keeps going between clear and then it like flashes over to completely fogged over and I almost just had on another car because it went so quick. I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on here. 98 APX.
Thanks to Defrost.
It's on, Defrost. Believe me.
Is there a more Frost?
You're broken, Jake. 8 CM.
KABCW Mobile.
Hey, Bentley. Joe, where are you headed? Joe, go first and Bentley.
I'm just about to leave TC on the east side and head up to Gaylord. So it's good to hear you guys' road report.
Just saying good morning, guys. See you shortly over at Fillmore's.
Can you grab back in there, Joe?
I think you asked if I was going to hit you with the back of my hand, and the answer is yes.
Are you grabbing the second?
Yeah, can I stay firm? Those edges clear, so I think the worst time I ever had keeping the window clear in the winter was when my heater core went out, and no matter what I tried, I could not get that window to stay clear. There was just not even warm air coming out of the thing.
Onto the freezing cold window and flash freezing, even though it's warm. I don't know. It's a little better now. I can actually see. But that's how my truck is right now. There's two heater cores in my truck, one's for the driver's side, one's for the passenger side. My driver's side one is shot. It will not put out heat at all, and it sucks. Can you keep the windshield clear? It's always freezing. One of these days I'm going to fix it. I just haven't gotten around to it. So I've been living with it all winter, and it is not fun.
Isn't that the model where you have to take the entire dash apart to get at it?
Yeah, it's not going to be a good time.
Yeah, most vehicles, it's almost never easy to swap those.
I keep saying I'm just going to send the truck down the road and get a new truck, but it's one of those where it's like, well, if I'm going to do that, then I'm not going to fix it, but then I don't know if I'm ready to bite the bullet on a new truck yet, so it just sits there, and I just live with it.
Take that out, you undo the pins that are holding the hoses on, the metal hoses, and it just comes out, and then hopefully you don't spill coolant everywhere. You put the new one in there, and then you spend a half hour bleeding the coolant system.
So what I'm hearing is I'll bring it to you and you'll fix it for me.
Absolutely not.
I heard him say it.
No. No.
That's what I heard. It sounds like he's an expert on these things, so.
You can go away.
Like I said, bring it over any day.
He's got the time. Yeah.
Speaking about that sort of endeavor, I'm on the fence about whether to try to attempt the repairs on my coil and plug packs on the other Prius, or wait till Wednesday, because Wednesday is when my neighbor gets his stove installed in the barn, which opens up an entire new world and season of possibilities.
I thought he was putting that in like 2 weeks ago.
I guess there were some delays, but yeah, I'm going to have to find a way to acquire lots of combustibles because I am going to be there a lot, I think. I don't have a garage, so I think it's going to be the place stuff gets done.
Got to figure out a way to get around this traverse. 40 miles an hour seems like a bit much.
Yeah, I vote on waiting for the stove. That's my problem, too. I don't have a garage, nor heated to work on anything. If I did, my truck would have been fixed a long time ago.
I hear you. It's the more than 24 hours thing that gets me. Like, especially with family stuff, like, it's hard for me to set apart more than, like, 45 minutes or an hour of time. So, like, for most projects, that's enough to get started. And then I have to walk away from something. And doing that in my driveway is dumb. It's less dumb now that it's paved, but, like, it was really dumb when it was dirt. And I can't tell you how many times I've made additional trips to places because of that reason alone. Especially because then you've got your 10-minute tool time set up and take down, because if you leave stuff out, it gets rusty. It's not just, there's not just a bench, you know. So, it's been aggravating. I'm really looking forward to having an area.
Yep. I completely relate. I don't even have a paved driveway. Mine's gravel. So, I really don't do things in my yard. Don't have a place to keep tools. It sucks trying to lay on the ground to do anything. Yeah, no. And in the wintertime, I don't like the cold, so I'm not going to attempt anything unless it's well above 60 degrees. So, yeah, having a warm place to go and wrench on stuff is definitely that's a pretty cool thing.
Trying to figure out how to get him to put a lift in. But the ones we looked at were pretty expensive, and then I'm like, you know what's not expensive is digging a hole.
You mean you don't like trusting your life to harbor freight jack stands?
Well, yeah, but you stack them five high and it gets a little dicey.
I just lay under them and go, if it's my time, it's my time.
And yeah, well, that's a good acquaintance that way, actually. Down in Cadillac. Good dude. He worked at the hospital and was at Telcom. Actually, I bought a vehicle from there, sight unseen, that he went and inspected for me. And he knew exactly what he was doing. Just, I asked him, hey, are you down there? Can you go make sure this guy's legit? And he's like, I test drove it for you. I'm like, what? Super nice dude. But, yeah, he lost it all when a jack stand failed on a van he was working on, a minivan of all things, so it was not a great scenario at all.
Nope, definitely not.
about that way too often. That's a shame. Jake, you back in there? And it's APX coming into Pelston.
I think he gone. He was fading away into nothing. But yeah, to this day, that's why I go find a log or a brick or something after I get something on a stand. So, just insurance policies. I wonder if I should switch over to the other receiver. I'm 2-6 here since I'm across the bay.
You sound fine right now. I was down on the other side of the hill from 9 mile point and figured I was not going to make it on a portable. You're making it pretty all right. Oh, well, good. Okay. You know, you were a little tricky for, it got kind of fluttery for a little bit, and then you cleared right up. Once you get on to 72 is when you're going to want to switch over.
Yeah, I'm there now, just coming up to the casino, so maybe there may have been someone in there. Go ahead.
I think that was Nelson.
8 firm on DMR. How do I sound?
Hey, he's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a while, but just got a handheld here, so. I just got through Walnut Lake, headed toward the I might be 5 minutes late, but we're heading there. Yeah, I went to take my car this morning and started it up, turned the blower on, and something is making a grinding noise in the heater blower motor. So I shut that off and grabbed my wife's car. So now I'm heading north in my wife's car, complete with wife and son.
What, Adam? Well, okay. And at APX Mobile. Well, I'm glad to hear you're a few minutes behind, because so am I. I'm just coming up to 31 in Pelton. It took me a little while to get the windshield cleared. And I was a little slow moving this morning. So, I'm a few minutes behind.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, talking about jacking cars up. I always have either jack stands and I leave the jack under the car, or I'll do jack stands and guardrail posts. I actually have a whole bunch of old guardrail posts. Screw a handle on the end, and those things are even more stable than jack stands. So, yep, I know the pain there. W8NWO. Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, people super don't know where the lane is. The Ford behind me is very much way over the yellow line. The car in front of me doesn't want to get into the not passing lane. And life is fun.
WAVPC. Yeah, good morning, Nelson. I tried your poll, but that was this morning. And yeah, I forgot that if I was living up there, the weather wouldn't stop me from going to the meeting. But I decided not to go. As far as the windshield goes, I had a problem one time in the summer, just crossed the state line into Florida, and it was getting too cold in the car, so I turned the air conditioner off. Bad move, doing 55 miles an hour on I-75. The windshield fogged right up.
Yeah, pretty much. I keep forgetting just to tell you. I see your old car around town quite often.
Yeah, I was wondering if that guy got it all fixed up.
Yes, I have. I've seen it 2 or 3 times now. keep meaning to take a picture of it and send it to you. But, yeah, it's still around. It's ticking. And, yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. So, on the roads, yeah. The main roads here are fine. I'm on 31, I guess. And it's fine. But, yeah, back roads are pretty bad this morning. From my house all the way to Boyne City, it was slick. In fact, even passed a car in the ditch with the sheriff's deputy sitting next to it. He was in a kind of a bad way. But, yeah, main roads are fine. Hope to get some sunshine days back. How we feel. WNWO, go ahead, Adam.
And it is, yes, mobile. Yeah, I just got to 31. 31's not too bad. Riggsville Road was a mess, but at least they've drug a plow across it once or twice. But we're not doing too shabby now that we're out here on 31. See if it gets even better the further I go along here. Go ahead, Drake. Still doing a blistering 40 miles an hour. My plan to pass is traverse. Keep getting spoiled, but I don't really seem to what I can do. So. Anyway. I'm gonna put this radio down. It's getting kind of warm. That happens when you run 5 blocks on a portable for 6 months. I'm going to pass it to Joe if you're still in there. What do you hear me?
Traffic makes it just fine, so we'll see how I'm doing. We'll let up on this.
Yeah, I got like 70% of that, so. Okay. He found the end of the string.
Well, I also realized I was on low power, too. That might help there.
Yeah, that made a huge difference. You're a lot better now.
And I just came up the first hill, so I'm whatever you call that hill right before you get to Barker Creek Road, so I think there used to be a porn shop here or something, but anyway, that's not too bad. It sounds fine.
Oh, you're talking about you're right next to the resort?
Quite a ways past the resort.
Oh, because I thought that's where that shop was. It's like right on the other side of the hill from the casino.
Well, if it helps, I'm at the Kalkaska County line.
Oh.
And either I've got some ice on my wheel or I need a balance.
I would go probably with the first one because I had the same issue this morning.
Just in case you wanted that for demonstration today. I packed it in my car like a week ago, but then when my car just wanted to have heat this morning, I forgot to take it out and grab it and bring it with me, so I don't have it. I've got my Motorola, but I'm going to bring the Kenwood too. Well, I'm just coming down the hill towards the restaurant, so I guess I'm not that far behind. Be there in a couple minutes. W8NWO.
Yeah, I'm going to sign clear and let you guys
sit to your
meeting.
W8VPC.
Have fun.
All right, good, Frank. And yep, see you soon, Drake. W8NWO. Go ahead, Adam.
All right, don't wait for me on breakfast. I'm not eating anyway, so don't hold up the orders on my account. NATPX.
Roger that, 78 and 71.
Now, sir, you're going to see quite the circus, or whatever you call it, car way, I don't even know how they managed to do that. That, wow. You'll see what I'm talking about. If you're coming down the hill on 131, it's on the right, right across from Fillmore's.
I don't know, like I said, it was a pretty bad patch of black ice just a couple miles back, so it's kind of slippery. Yeah, that guy's on top of the snowbank there pretty good.
Well, guys, I am past Parker Creek, and I think I found the end of where I can hear 2-6, so it's getting pretty noisy, so I'll let you go. Mike, it's good to hear you this morning. It's been a while. Glad I know you're still around. Chicken, so. I'll talk to you later. NACN Mobile.
NAQ?
I hear you and I see you. W-8-N-W-O.
Oh, the restaurant is case only this morning. Apparently the internet is out. W-N-8-Q.
Roger that. W-8-N-W-O.
Good morning, Stateside. Is the repeater in use? Hello, traffic heard. Good morning, Stateside. This is a UK station calling in via Echolink. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. A UK station calling.
N8MJL Mobile.
Yourself, sir. Thank you very much for coming back to the call there. I do apologize. I wasn't quick enough to catch the call sign. Well, it was there, I know, but I just couldn't pick the pan up quick enough. So we'll start from the beginning. Call sign this way, sir, if you're interested, is Mike 3, Foxtrot, Golf, Romeo. Operator Dave, obviously doing the trip via the Echolink system. My location, roughly 80 miles west of London, right in the bottom of the UK, the very widest part. I'm basically in the middle here, sir. So, back to the mobile station, possibly November 8th, Mike, Juliet, Lima. I'm sure I've got that wrong, so I will do my best to catch it on your next over, sir.
You are correct. That was November 8th, Mike, Juliet, Lima. The name here is Michael. I am calling you from Northern Michigan, of course. I am about 10 miles south of Mackinac City, which is the very tip of the lower peninsula of Michigan.
Okay, November 8th, Mike, Juliet, Lima. Not sure if you dropped out or if you had finished that transmission. So hopefully I'm not doubly with you. Okay, I did catch the fact that you were mobile. Is this during your sort of day-to-day, you know, off to the store, or are you working and it's part of your job, sir? Give you a brief idea of my situation. I am 69 over here, fully retired. I am ex-British Telecom, used to install the big old-fashioned telephone systems before everybody just gets given a mobile phone nowadays, don't they? Yeah, and thoroughly enjoyed my job, but also now enjoying retirement. So, November 8th, Mike Juliet Lima Mobile. This is Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo in the UK. Round to you, sir.
Well, we are just digging out of a snowstorm. Yesterday we got, my estimates are about 16 to 18 inches of snow after going through a thaw, losing the majority of our snow. We got winter back in a matter of 24 hours. So I am actually headed off to fill up my gas tank after running my snowblower for about an hour. And then I've got to run over to work and pick up a piece of equipment that I left at work that's mine. And then I have the rest of the day off so I can enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, we went from snowing with visibilities maybe max a quarter mile to beautiful sunny skies. Probably the closest cloud that I can see is 20 miles away, or probably 15 miles away to the south of me, and that's just a light little cloud. So it's nice to see the sunshine after the snowstorm.
Thank you, Hassel. Sounds like you've already been busy today. I know my experience of collecting fuel doesn't sort of get back to you. In the UK, when all this was sort of going on with the potential wars that are still going on, I suppose, perhaps we're worse in those countries, I don't know, but yeah, there was, we ain't going to be able to get any petrol. And I put my hand up, even I said to myself, well, I'll fill the car tank up and I'll take a petrol can with me and just get some extra fuel just in case. My mistake was the can I picked up didn't have a very good seal on the cap, and unfortunately it spilled into the back of the car. So for about the last 3 days, whenever I'm using or not using the car, apart from in the night, I've got the windows down trying to get rid of the smell of petrol. So please don't make that same mistake as me, sir. We've got sort of sunshine today, not brilliant. And it's 10 Celsius in the UK, so it's quite a pleasant day for us, but we certainly don't get what you guys have to experience. You told me you left some equipment at work, so you are still working. Can I be nosy and ask what your occupation is, sir? Right, November 8th, Mike Juliet Lima Mobile, M3FGR, NT, sir.
Well, my full-time job is an IT professional, mainly dealing with small business, and my part-time job where I left my piece of equipment, I am the township clerk for our small precinct, loaned the township a extra monitor. They were doing It was a hearing for taxes, and they wanted a second screen for their computer, so I brought that in for them. So, well, I am going to say 73. I have arrived at my destination, but it was a thrill talking to you. Hopefully someone else out there in the area is listening and can jump in. So I will say farewell for now. Name here again is Michael. Call sign is N8MJL. Have a great day.
November 8th, Mike Juliet Lima. And you, sir, thank you very much for coming back to the call. Enjoy your day, and hopefully it's not going to be such a difficulty clearing all your drives and that. You take care, sir, and once again, good wishes from the UK. This is Mike 3, a Fox Golf Romeo via Echo Link, just monitoring for any other stations.
KCHCUC, Tim Joe.
I do apologize. I know there's another station out there, but I can't quite catch what you're actually calling there. This is a UK station, just monitoring.
KA8SPW.
CADSG testing on portable on 107.2 PL.
KA8BCW mobile.
Interesting.
Well, good to know. Just got to power cycle it.
Where are you grabbing power from?
Packet loss.
Okay. Where are you grabbing power from?
Right now, I actually have it on a Samlex power supply, SEC
1223. Oh.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it should be plenty of juice, but oh well, it's all right.
Yeah, somebody's got a burn pile going on near Frisky. Ooh, that smells horrible.
I just hit, I'm pretty sure, that was the worst pothole I've ever hit in my life. On Riggsville Road, right in downtown Pelston. That was horrific.
Beautiful. Buddy. You pulled right out in front of me and didn't even make an attempt to floor it. Thanks.
Oh, children! Children!
KC8, VSU.
Fred, were you in there?
I was, but, you know. I hear you guys somewhere. Well, not right now because I'm driving, but, you know, I was hearing you somewhere.
Oh, I'm hearing you.
Drake, you are not having a good go of things right now.
Everything just sucks today.
All these repeaters, and he has to use a digital patch. That sounds like poo-poo.
I'm actually using my phone because I don't have mobile in my car right now.
Oh, for whatever reason, it sounds gross.
How about now? Is that better?
Now you sound like you got your head in a fishbowl.
Oh, cool.
KCVSU, how am I making it, guys? Yeah, I agree with you on Drake.
Holy hell, he's loud and distorted.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that, but Toby, you are, really, really loud, like clipping almost.
Okay. I switched from EchoLink back to AllStarLink because now it's working. And I think it was using the microphone from the CarPlay in my car, which was probably why it sounded like poo-poo.
Well, and it was EchoLink, so it's crap to begin with.
I gotta tear up my car and figure out why. Whenever I hook up a rail, it makes it blow to you immediately. Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Get it, GPS, I need MXP.
That was a double. Go ahead, Chuck.
And I'm back on the interstate northbound.
Okay, good copy.
two testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How am I making it into Traverse City receiver?
KC8VSU mobile. KC8VSU clear.
Go ahead, Toby. KDYS.
KC8VSU on DMR.
KDYS, stand by.
KC8VSU testing on the calling. KC8VSU.
Hey, good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Bentley. How are you doing today?
Hey, not doing too bad. How are you doing, man? Did you get your furnace back up and running?
Well, I took the blower off and put the bucket on and did that, and the another blower should be here this week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the blower motor on your furnace. It's the blower on your tractor?
Yeah, I got up early this morning because we got about 14 inches of snow yesterday. So I got up early this morning to clear things up, and kind of glad I did because she started to go south pretty quick and gave me some time to get over to Ginup's and find out that all the parts that I need to repair it are on back order, and one part they don't make anymore because it's a 14-year-old blower, so... $2,400 later, I got another blower coming on sometime this coming week.
Ouch.
Yeah, but I can't knock on that old rig too much. It's served me well. Like I say, that everything is a 2012 on it, so it's had a good run.
Yeah, it doesn't owe you anything at this point, right?
Exactly, and I was going to do something with it, either do a total rebuild on it this summer or get another blower this summer, so it just happened a little earlier, that's all.
Well, I'm glad you got it figured out. You going to be good for the snowstorm coming in tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'll be all set for that. It actually will work out better having the bucket on there instead of the blower. If it's supposed to be as wet and heavy as what they're predicting, the blower would be kind of problematic anyway. So this might just work out for the best.
Yeah, I snapped a shear bolt on my walk behind yesterday when I fired it up to take the first pass on my driveway. And yeah, it was tough to move that snow with a blower.
Yeah, and I had thought that yesterday when, because when I got back from Sheboygan, it was, the truck actually had a little bit of a difficult time getting in and out of the driveway because it was really wet and kind of heavy snow, but this morning it had cooled down and, I don't know, dried up enough or whatever, but it, man, the blower was handling it really, really well till it wasn't.
Yeah, I was kind of pissed when it happened, but I really shouldn't have been that heartbroken about it. I usually break a pin once a year. This was the first time this year, and it's gotten a fair amount of use. And, you know, really, it wasn't that bad of a day. It wasn't, you know, minus 10 and blowing hard on the wind side like it usually is when I break a shear pin. And it wasn't the one that I had to take the belly pan off of the blower to get at, so it wasn't a drive pin.
Well, that's good. There's nothing worse than having something like that break and then you happen to disassemble half the unit to get to it for a, you know, $3 bolt.
Yeah, exactly.
So how many things did you volunteer me for this summer?
All of them.
Perfect. I was wondering what I was going to do this summer, so this will be nice. I got it planned out now.
No specific projects. This was really more of a discussion on the that was geared from the Emmett County Emergency Management Plan. Talked about an exercise they're going to be doing in June in conjunction with the National Guard at the Pelston Airport and how some of that's going to work. It was quite interesting.
Oh, I'm really sorry I missed it. That would have been very interesting to hear. I really enjoy that kind of stuff, actually.
Chris, you still there? Did I lose you?
Yeah. I'm still here. I had said I'm really kind of sorry I missed that because that stuff really kind of interests me. I kind of geek out on that sort of preparedness sort of thing.
Yeah, pretty cool. They're going to be simulating like drone attacks in the area, and they'll have a base station set up, and they'll have some chasers trying to find the drone operators. Oh, that's pretty cool. It's going to be I think like a 36-hour exercise.
That is really cool. Yeah, I'd like to learn some more about that. I see that you had put on there that there's a Skywarn class on the 23rd.
Yeah, correct. That's next Monday night, not the day after tomorrow, but the week after. And it's at the college. I did sign up for it, so I'm planning on attending. I guess your cert is good for 3 years, so if you were interested in getting recertified and you need to, that would be a good opportunity.
Yeah, I still have 2 years on mine, actually. But yeah, it's. I think you'll find that a fairly informative class.
We're also doing radio testing next Saturday, so if you wanted to go for your general, you could do it there.
Where are they doing that?
That will be at the Epler Road
emergency center facility, and it's at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, I understand.
I might just shoot for that. I wouldn't hurt my feelings any. Was there a point of contact that they gave for that?
No, but we can find out. I didn't pay much attention to it. I think they might have something on their website on it. I don't know. I'll have to look.
What is their website, by the way?
It's the CCESPCO. I'll text it to you.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that. If nothing else, I'll get hold of Adam, and I'm sure he would have some information to be able to point in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. What I was going to suggest is just listen for Adam, NADMX, out here, and I'm sure he can clue you in on all the details. He is clearly one of the principals there. I got to meet the emergency management director as well, pretty cool guy. And, of course, I got to meet Drake, and that was fun. I was surprised at how young he is for as smart as he is.
Yeah, I always find it interesting to, after you've talked to somebody on the radio for a while, to put a face to the voice, and it's never what I expect.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, all right, my friend. I think I'm going to, I got to head inside and I just sore back, I think. But good talking to you. I heard you out here just as I was getting ready to head inside and wanted to give you a shout out and say hey.
Yeah, glad I caught you. One more thing. There was, Adam did a nice presentation on 800 megahertz radio systems, i.e. the digital stuff. And I picked up quite a few items that are very applicable to DMR radio, so we'll talk about that a little bit more. Have a good afternoon, and sorry we missed each other today, but totally understand, and look forward to catching up with you later. KBCW.
Yeah, we'll definitely catch up. I'm sorry I missed that today, but we'll get her.
KC8. No, please.
Toby, if that was you, might they calling again? That was KC, then you went blank.
KC8, yes, you.
KI7 QMD Mobile on 26.
EAW. MWDAW.
KABMR. K8DCW testing.
K8BCW testing.
BCW testing. BCW testing. K8BCW testing. K8BCW testing.
Testing complete, I give up. K8BCW.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening via Petoskey. Can anybody summarize the Zoom scheduled meeting? I missed it.
K8BCW.
K8AEX, can somebody call?
Yeah, this is K8BCW in Harbor Springs. Just waiting for the net to start.
K8BCW, yeah, I copy that. Sorry about that. I was just monitoring and heard somebody call out. Kilo 8 Alpha Delta X-ray, be clear.
Yep, same here. Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey, standing by.
WDATX, listening APEX.
K8DYS, monitoring.
K8DYS, WDABX. I heard something
at
net. What time does that start?
I think it's at 9:30 in
HATQ. Well, hey, Joe, long time no hear. Good to hear you on there.
Well, hi there, Skippy. Yeah. Haven't heard your golden tones in a long time, and I trust you're home tonight.
Roger, roger. Kick back, relax. Having a little bit of late dinner, but just turned the radio on and was listening a little bit. Heard someone say something about a nap. I'm not normally on this time of night, so.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I will, I'm going to just stand by here and see what goes on. And let me probably hear you maybe a little bit later on. But, yep, glad that we caught you there tonight, Jeff. It's been a long, long time. So I see you. I try to sideways, but you're usually going the other way or going too fast. NHJTQ.
Hey, my friend, I'm not a problem, not a problem. And you know, you can always give a phone call to. We haven't changed that number in the neon, so. And I could talk about stopping in just to say hi, but without knowing what you got going on anymore, I hate to just pop in uninvited, you know. So, anyway, we'll be hanging out here. So, talk to you later, WDADX.
Okay, Jeff. Well, if I'm here, I'm here, and if I'm not, I'm not. I don't know from one day to the next. So, yeah, we keep things going along pretty good, but, you know, we spend a lot of time here around the house, and more so the next couple of days, it sounds like. So, all right, Jeff. Well, you guys be careful out there. Lock your hubs, and we'll be standing by. NHJQ.
NNAPX, KDRH.
Yep, I got the
line clear.
Okay,
thanks,
KFA,
DA. KDRH, NNAPX,
you copy me?
Yep, I got you that time. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just making sure. I've been calling you a couple of times.
No, I only heard you the once there. I'm going to switch over to Zello. Yeah, you're super, super weak into the repeater. No, about the same. I ended up going over to Echo Link just for right now. This is KDRH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. At this time, do everybody wishing to check in? We'll see if you're making it, and we're going to move over to our next form of communication.
Okay, that's you checking in.
Okay, Glenn, I got you. Anybody else?
Drake and 8DMH.
I had two doubles there. I had Joe and Gaylord, and there was somebody else. Joe, go ahead and stand by a second station. Okay, Joe, I got you in there. Next station.
K8DYS, Ryan and Harrison.
All right, got you. Next station.
KJ7SYX.
KJ7SYX. John Lewiston.
Alright, head to Sault Ste. Marie station, KA7, there's another station. I'm going to take the KA7 station and then stand by second station.
It's actually Kilo Juliet 7, Sierra Yankee X-ray, Cody in the suit.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. That double kind of made it sound like an A there. KJ7 SYX, I got you in there from the SU. Next station.
Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec, John Lewiston, Michigan.
Okay, John, I got you in there. Next station.
T-O-N, Tanya, and Levering.
Levering station, go ahead again there. Couldn't quite make it out.
Whiskey 8,
Tango,
Oscar,
Sierra,
November.
Sierra,
Mike, Robert,
Sault Ste.
Marie.
Okay, stand by there, SSM. One more time there with the other station.
Whiskey 8, Tango, Oscar, November.
Okay, Whiskey 8, Tango, Oscar, November. Got you in there. And was that W8, Sierra, Mike?
That's affirmative.
Okay, got you in there. Next station.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Alpha, Mike, Dennis, and Petoskey.
Yeah, I just want to confirm that was Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Alpha, Mike, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Next station.
KE8FGW, Brad and Sault Ste. Marie.
Mr. Brad, got you in there. Next station. Okay, not heard. This is our 9:30 check-in, just making sure everything's working, getting everybody used to the length repeater system. Tomorrow morning at 9:30, we're going to have a brief, and then net after that. And from there, we're going to continue our net operations. The first net, we're going to determine lengths for the net, if we're going to do 2 to 4 hours. Depending on the severity of the storm and how bad it's going, we're going to do 2 hours. And we'll go from there. But again, we're looking for snowfall totals, icing reports, any damage. Obviously, the UP is going to get hit pretty hard, so we're looking for any damage reports, big power outages too, whatever we can get. Wind speed is going to be a big thing, depending on how heavy the snow is. It's going to do quite a bit of damage, it kind of sounds like. So. Again, snowfall totals, icing totals, temperature, wind speed, and if there's any damage, we'll take that as well. But I'll stand by one more time for any other stations wishing to check in, and then we're going to do a different check-in here.
Net control, W8VPC.
W8VPC.
Yeah, I'm going to listen because I'm kind of out of the area, and I wish you guys good luck. I tried to get Zoom to work. I've got to look at why it doesn't, so I'll do that tomorrow. I got to have a furnace replaced on Monday, but I could be around to help out if I can.
Yes,
You know, Mike, that would be great. If you want, I'll get with you here in a little bit. We might be able to use you as a backup net control. I like to have a couple people out of the area that are good to either run off in Zello or Echo Link, one of the two, or off the Link Repeater All-Star. But I will get with you here in just a little bit.
Okay, will do, WAVPC.
Okay, I had a little whoopsie there. I said 9:30 for a time. It's actually going to be 0900 for our morning net operations there. So we'll convene at 9 o'clock. Excuse me. All right. Do we have any other stations wishing to check in? Okay. With that, we're going to go ahead and conclude tonight's net. Again, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, we will reconvene and go from there. This is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. We're going to be clear of the Link Repeater System and standing by.
KDREH,
NHA22. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Taking this net tonight, by the way, and the work you guys are going to be doing this weekend. But anyway, just remember, you guys are welcome to use the All-Star link and see the 18 meter also.
Perfect. We will go ahead and, if you don't mind, we'll get that linked up. And if that's not a big issue with you, we'll keep her going.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I think we're going to be kind of ground zero for some of that ice tomorrow. Anyway, hopefully it stays up and running. NHATQ.
Yep, that kind of sounds that way. So, sounds like we're going to be kind of busy. All righty. I think I'm going to go ahead and we're going to clear out here for a little bit and do a couple more check-ins on Zello. KDREH, I'll be clear.
Wait a minute. What Zello check-ins are you doing over there? Over? Alpha Delta 8 double penetration. Are you out there listening? Oh, nothing heard. It's KQ4, YYN. We'll be clear. Thank you.